to them through the act of communion and taking his blood and his body. Amen. So let's hear Sheree.
To kind of focus on the kids today, if that's okay with everybody. So we have our little communion cups, right? I want to start. Did y'all know that Jesus had friends? Did you know that? He had like a posse or a squad. He was kind of like Taylor Swift. He had a squad, right? He did. He had 12 men that were really good friends to him. Now, one of the 12 was a frenemy. Do you know what that is? Yeah, frenemies, wow. So, Jesus had dinner with them one night. And he did this because he knew what was about to happen. He was about to go to the cross. And he was going to die. But that wasn't the big deal. Dying on a cross wasn't a big deal. He was going to go. When he died, Jesus went into hell. And do you know what he did? He kicked the devil's butt. He did. And then he was raised from the dead. See, that's how powerful our God is. He just didn't die. Because guess what? Everybody dies. God the Father rose him from the dead. That's why we serve the most wonderful God that there ever could be. But see, Jesus knew this, right? So he's having a big meal because God likes to eat, right? Who likes to eat? I eat at least 3 times a day. At least. So what Jesus knew was that he wanted his friends to remember what he did. So how many of y'all play sports? Do you get a trophy? If you swim, do you get ribbons? Why do they give that to you? Because you're awesome, right? That's some of it. But they give it to you, so when do you put it in your room or up on your wall? They give them to you because they want you to look at that little trophy and remember what you did, right? That you hit a home run. That you danced really awesomely. That you swam fast. That's why they give you an award. It's to commemorate that moment. Well, see, commemorate is a really fancy word for remember. Your awards are so you can remember, right? Do you do that when you see your stuff? Yeah, your mom and dad do that too. I see my kids' stuff and I remember what they did. Well, see, Jesus wanted everybody to remember what he was about to do. So he took a big piece of bread, a loaf of bread. I'm going to tell you a little secret. They didn't have these little fancy cups. He took a big, fat, fresh loaf of bread and he broke it. And he said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Remember me. This is my body broken for you. You want to take your little wafer and break it?" Yeah. Why did we break the bread? Because he broke his body so we could be healthy. So we could live in health. And what that means is not just not having a cold. It means when we get our feelings hurt at school that we can give that to Jesus. And he's going to make those feelings okay and make us better. Or if somebody hurts us, that we can take that to Jesus. He's already done that. So let's just take the body, break your little thing, and let's remember that he paid the price for us to be healthy and whole. Everybody else? And then his blood, he wants us to remember that every drop of blood in his body dripped out. It's the most powerful substance in all the world. The Bible tells us that it's the blood of Jesus that holds everything together. Did you know the earth is held together by the blood of Jesus? We are held together by the blood of Jesus. So just receive his blood and know that you're forgiven. You are forgiven for everything you've ever done or will ever do. And you can walk in knowing that Jesus loves you and He forgives you. And I just want you to know, we do this. We don't have to do this at church. Every time you sit down to eat, if there's a piece of bread, let the Lord remind you that He loves you. When you take your drink, when you eat, let's remember what God did. Because He loves us so, so much. And here's the thing. He always thinks of you. Now, I don't know how He thinks of all of us all the time, but He does. He thinks of you. And He just wants you to think about Him. Can I pray? Lord, we just bless you. I bless each one of these children in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for their destinies. I thank you that you created them with big purposes. Lord, I thank you that they are overcomers, God. I thank you that they take you everywhere that they go and that other children will know what a good and gracious God you are because they come into contact with these little ones. Lord, I just declare the power of God to move through them. And Lord, that we will see revival in this generation. Lord, that they would call out to you and know the wonders of the gracious and good God that you are. And we thank you. We remember, Lord. We remember. In your blessed holy name, I pray. Amen.